Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. It was the year 1861. A ship was built, then named the Amazon. But this ship would soon be known in history, still to this day, after it was renamed the Mary Celeste. Some might say this ship was a little cursed. Just a little bit.
I mean, anything named Amazon is a little cursed, isn't it?
Potentially. On its maiden voyage, still at this point named the Amazon, its captain caught pneumonia and died. Quickly after that, it was also damaged on several different occasions, which is pretty notable for a brand new ship, because at that point, you paid a lot of money for that. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to damage it.
Well, I think anytime you get a brand...
Yeah, but these weren't, like, tiny scratches. These were, like, decent damages.
Pretend like you were driving it then, right?
Basically, yes. I'm not even... Yes. Listen, I'm not that bad of a driver. I'm really not. But if you put me in something that big, it's not a... It's just a really bad idea, okay?
I could see you trying to pull the drive-thru to go through McDonald's or...
Yeah.
Or Brahms.
It's just not... It's just a really bad idea, okay? It's just like a really bad idea. There's a reason that back then not everybody captained the ship. I would not be a captain, okay? I would not. I would be behind the scenes, not doing the captaining. I'm a woman, so obviously I wouldn't be anyway. But even if I was a man, no, there's no chance.
You want to say, I'm the captain now?
No. No. I would be more than happy to just be like, cool, I'm going to go, I don't know, wash the laundry or cook or something, even though I'm like the worst cook ever. That would be me. It would not be.
I was about to say, why would you want to pour or torture those poor people?
I'm just thinking of random things that they would have me do. Maybe I would just chop the food. Maybe I wouldn't actually cook it. Maybe they would just have me prepare it.
I don't know. You with a knife would be more scary than anything.
That is terrifying, actually. That still is terrifying. But I still have all my digits.
Yeah, I think that's pure luck, not at a skill, though.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
We'll just give you a little chair to sit on the deck with.
Jordan gets to sit over there and not hurt anything. Your bad luck, you sit over there and don't touch anything.
Stare out there and count the number of seagulls.
Sit. Stay. I'm not even mad about it because it's not... You're not wrong. I would want to be useful, but I understand, okay?
I think that is you being useful, not touching anything. So.
That's fair. That's fair. After a few years, it changed hands to a man named Richard Haynes, who then renamed it the Mary Celeste. Not Underwear.
He said his name was Haynes.
Yes, but that's not the same person.
How do you know?
I don't actually know that, but I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm just pretty sure at this point.
I would laugh if it really was.
I really would, but I feel like it would have been mentioned somewhere. Are you looking it up? Are you kidding? He's going to look it. I'm pretty sure. Okay. The dude's name was Richard Haynes.
Haynes and Haynes Her Way, founded by Richard Haynes.
No, it's not. You're just looking at me. It's not even spelled the same way. Haynes is spelled H-A-I-N-E-S. All right, now hush it. While it was in Richard's custody, for whatever reason, the ship had several structural changes made to it before changing hands again to its final owner, while we're talking about it at least, Captain Benjamin Spooner Briggs.
Spooner.
Listen, it's a name. We're just going to roll with it.
His name's going to be Spooner for this whole segment now.
I actually don't even hardly talk about him at all. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Rude.
Yeah. I just don't.
Let's have a whole 20-minute segment on just his life and how he got the name Spooner.
No. No. November 7th of 1872, with 10 people on board, including, I will say his name just for you, Captain Benjamin Spooner Briggs.
Should have said Captain Spooner.
No, I'm saying his full name. Including his wife and his toddler, who was 2 years old, they set sail for Italy with a load full of alcohol in barrels. They set sail to Italy, and at that point, they were quite literally never seen again. Poof, gone. Disappeared. They set sail and then just bye. Poof.
You know the worst part about that story? Is that he was on a ship full of alcohol, and he probably couldn't even drink it because of his wife being there.
And it actually wasn't even really drinking alcohol. It was denatured alcohol.
Hey, when you're out in the ocean, you do what you can do.
I'm not even going to fault you for that because you got to do what you got to do. I get it.
I guarantee you they drank some of that.
Maybe. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I don't know. It's whatever. Around December 5th, another ship that I couldn't pronounce the name of, so I'm not putting it in here because, listen, the name looked real complicated to say, so I'm not putting it out there because I wasn't about to try and pronounce it. Sorry about that. Another ship spotted the Mary Celeste, and they tried to make contact, but no one ever responded. They ended up actually boarding the Mary Celeste, and nobody was on it. Just completely nothing there. Nothing. But everything was still intact, and it looked pretty much perfectly fine. Through log records that they found, what we know is their first 2 weeks that they did have a lot of harsh weather, but obviously they seem to have made it out just fine because they still had all their logs intact and everything. We do know that when they found the ship, there was a little more than 3 feet of water in the hull, which typically wouldn't be any reason to panic because I guess it can hold quite a bit more water than that and still be fine to sail. But this is important to keep in your mind because there's things in my theories as to why we have to keep this in our brain.
I already forgot it.
Cool. That's great. I'll remind you of it when we get there. According to all of the logs, all of the cargo was there except 9 barrels were empty. And from what the crew could tell, all the personal items were still completely, perfectly fine, intact, and where they should have been on the ship. One thing was missing, and that was the lifeboat, which makes sense. And one of the pumps was slightly damaged and taken apart. So at that point, the crew of the ship that found it, that I can't pronounce, listen, we're not trying that, okay? My Dyatlov Pass episode is seared into my brain, and we're just not doing that. They sailed it to Gibraltar, and authorities found no signs of foul play. And this is important to note. They had to sail that ship about 800 nautical miles to get it to that point. So the ship was perfectly fine to sail. Like, it made it 800 miles. So there was really nothing wrong with the ship at that point.
Could have died 800 miles away.
Yeah, they could have. But that is important to note because obviously at that point, if we're going to go into theories here in a minute, if we're going to think about if there was something wrong with the ship, it sailed 800 miles. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with the ship.
Didn't it blow up?
Didn't it blow up?
Yeah, when they were trying to tow it back or something.
Nope.
Okay, maybe that's a different ship.
I think you're thinking of something else.
Probably. Remember, there was a ship that went missing, and the crew that found it, like when they were towing it back to try to get the reward money, the ship just blew up.
That would be not fun to deal with. Ooh, look, we can turn this in for reward money, and then it explodes.
They turned it in, but then the insurance company won't pay or something. I don't know.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the theories that I looked into, I didn't actually mention it because it turned into absolutely nothing. So it's a theory that it's not actually on my list, but they actually thought it might have been insurance fraud. But it turns out that it was actually underinsured. They were like, oh, that probably wasn't it then.
Is that the one that was, maybe that was the one that the insurance company wouldn't pay the captain of the other ship for finding it or towing it back because they thought maybe they were involved?
It's possible. I know at one point they looked into the people that found the ship and they were like, maybe you did it. And they were like, dude, we just found this. We brought it back to you to look at here, but nothing came of it because, like I said, it was underinsured, so they wouldn't have even made anything on it.
They would, because there was like, it wasn't necessarily insured of the ship, but there was...
Oh, and it was the cargo that was insured.
Okay, yeah.
It was the cargo on it, I think.
Because back then they used to have, it was like a finder's fee kind of for missing ships and stuff like that, where they would get, the insurance company would pay them a certain amount for finding it and returning it back to harbor if they could. It was a pretty big chunk of change. I just can't remember if it was that one or not that I read about that.
Nothing that I found had anything about that. It's possible, but I did not read anything about that.
I go down the rabbit hole way too many times.
Yeah, you really did. You really did. My first theory, and I actually rated my theories here. So this is the least likely theory that I don't like. So keep that in mind. This is the theory that I don't care for.
So this is probably the best theory.
This is the worst theory. There's actually a worse theory on here, but I threw it in there because it's funny. Pirates. Because obviously, pirates were a number one cause of people and cargo going missing back then. A lot of people believe that the crew either believed they were about to be attacked by pirates or were about to be, like, pirates were going to. So they fled the ship in a hurry, just taking the lifeboat. The only problem with that is that if they were, I'm pretty sure that the cargo probably would have not been on the ship, and all the belongings and all that fun stuff that were still on there would probably have been missing, and it was all still there. So I feel like that's probably not the best theory that we've got. It was all still there, and the barrels that were empty, they were still there. The barrels that were empty were made of a different kind of wood, and the wood that they were made of tend to be a lot more porous, and they thought that it just leaked out rather than being dumped or being emptied. So they didn't think that it was stolen or anything. The barrels themselves were still there.
Or they could have just put them in different barrels and just took it anyways.
They could have, but even then it was 9 barrels out of, I think, 1,700, which is a lot. Honestly, if you were going to steal something, 9.
Maybe they had a smaller ship and that's all they could take.
Maybe, but everything else, there was no signs of any foul play. Everything was perfectly intact and in shape.
I say that when they say there's no signs of foul play on a ship. It's like, how would you really know?
I just feel like things would be out of place.
Unless you've been on that ship before, you don't necessarily know that anything's out of place.
That's fair, but wouldn't there be signs of a struggle at some point? Something knocked over, at least? Because everything...
But you're on a moving ship, so you're going to find stuff knocked over all the time, especially if you hit rough waves.
That's a good point.
Because honestly, if there wasn't dishes and stuff all over the ground when they found the ship, that would be more suspicious to me than if there were.
Yeah, you've got a good point. But at the same time, I would think that they would have at least stolen some of the personal belongings.
Again, we don't know what was on the ship, so they could have.
There was like 6 months worth of food.
Maybe they didn't want food. Maybe they wanted the crew to eat them for dinner.
maybe, but I would think that they would need it. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't live back then, so what do I know? Maybe I'm just making it up about how people lived back then, but I would think that would be like, ooh, opportunistic moment. I'm going to steal the food too. But there was like 6 months still worth of food. So I would think you would steal that for your own supplies.
How much food did they start with?
That's a really good question that I didn't look up. Yeah. Enough for them to last, but they still had 6 months worth of food on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's, to me, it just, they could have had a lot more than what they knew about.
That is possible. But I think they kept logs of everything. From what they could tell, everything that was supposed to be there was there. So it's kind of difficult to tell, but I don't know. That's, listen.
A plus.
That is sarcastic, I can tell.
Yeah, that's your best theory so far.
That was terrifying. That is terrifying.
Only because I made it better.
Only because you made it better. Great. More great theories to come, buddy. Let me just tell you. Theory number two, which you're probably not going to like.
Aliens.
An earthquake or similar event happened. So the alcohol they were carrying was denatured alcohol. And some of the hatches were opened, and it appeared that they may have been airing out fumes. So if there was an earthquake, and the alcohol had leaked, they would need to vent it, and it would be very flammable. They would need to be away from the ship until it was clear, possibly staying out in the lifeboat until it was completely cleared out and safe to be back inside. If the boat got severed from the ship during that time, and the few supplies that they had in the lifeboat with them probably wouldn't have really lasted very long, they might not have ever been found.
It had paddles?
Yeah, it had paddles. But that ship goes a lot faster than that lifeboat.
Didn't they turn the ship off?
I guess. I don't know. Listen, it's a theory. Like I said, I didn't like the theory very much. There's too many ifs within this theory. If this happened. If this specific thing happened within this other thing happening. There were too many ifs. If this specific thing happened. If it leaked. If this other thing happened. Don't get me wrong. Yes, the vents were open. And we know for sure that some of the barrels were empty, so they probably leaked. But at the same time, that's the only things that we know for sure.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. They think that they put the lifeboat in the ocean, tied to the ship. The ship going full west. But then if that happened, how'd the ship stop?
Great question. I honestly did not like this theory at all. I put it in there because I read it enough times that I was like, okay, but I did not like this theory literally at all. Keep in mind that weather also could have occurred during this if they were stupid enough to do it. But frankly, I don't like the theory at all. I think it's really dumb. And I think that maybe if they were truly that desperate, maybe 1% chance. But I feel like they would have definitely not had the boat going.
No, because who would have stopped the boat?
Yeah, right? I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It does not literally make any sense.
Because I don't know a lot about boats, but I'm pretty sure that they probably tried starting it, making sure everything ran.
You would think.
It's not like steam boilers probably on this kind of ship?
Coal.
Yeah, coal, steam. Yeah.
Regardless.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I agree with you. It does not make a whole lot of sense. And I don't like it.
I give this theory the grade Chester.
You know what? I'm perfectly fine with that because I don't like this theory. I included it because I read it enough times and I was just like, you know what? Fine. I read it enough times. That's okay. Fine. I will put it in there, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Are you prepared for the most amazing theory that I have so far?
You've been underwhelming so far.
I don't know if you're prepared for this one. Theory number three, aliens.
Try said. I knew there was an alien somewhere in here.
Really funny, though? I actually did not even read any theory about aliens. I just threw aliens in there just for giggle.
So your whole theory is aliens?
Yes. Do you want to read? It literally says aliens. Just aliens. That's it. God. To be fair, though, it could have been.
Well, I mean, it could have been Bigfoot, too.
Yeah, but from everything we know about Bigfoot, he doesn't typically reside in the ocean. More than likely, it would have been like a whale or...
Kraken.
The Kraken. Yes. Or a giant squid. But But there, I feel like there would have been more damage to the boat if that was the case.
Maybe there was.
They would have fixed it real quick if that was the case.
I got a theory. I mean, that's the best theory.
I got so far, sure. I do have two more theories for you that are actually decent theories. I like the last two. The first three, those were just freebies. The last two I actually like.
I think great this one, yeah.
Fine.
A++.
I just had to throw in aliens because giggles.
So far, that's your best theory, so.
Honestly, though, to be fair, it makes just as much sense as the last friggin' theory we've got, and I didn't even read anything about that, but it makes just as much sense as random, haphazard things happening, maybe all at once. But you know what? Maybe aliens came down. We don't know. Maybe they did. And they were like, oh, gotcha. We don't know. Probably not likely, but maybe they did. Maybe.
What's your next theory?
Number four, which you actually guessed a little bit, believe it or not.
I believe it.
An explosion. However, it didn't happen on the way back. The alcohol barrels did leak. We know for sure that they leaked. And they possibly leaked enough and near enough to the coal and caused an explosion. But according to science, and I looked at this and duh, we all know how my brain works with science. So please, dear God, none of you come at me for this because I tried and I tried to understand this. Listen, I spent 2 hours on this today just trying for my brain to understand this. I literally did because I tried. But apparently, because the doors down there weren't open, it would not have left scorch marks because of the alcohol itself and the way that it would have burned. But what it would have done is exploded quick and scared the living shit out of the crew. But it wouldn't have done a lot of damage. And apparently they've done tests like this to try and find out pretty recently. And that's what they really think happened. But that's not what I think happened. So I only made it theory four. Because that's not what I think happened. So I made it theory four. Because theory five is what I really think happened. But that's what scientists think happened. I don't care for it. I think it's more likely because supposedly scientists have proven that's a real possibility. And to be fair, an explosion would definitely make the crew absolutely panic and run to the lifeboat and run.
Yeah, but okay, so here's my problem with that, though. Because you're saying that it happened in the cargo hold or at least near the engine room. Because you're saying,
supposedly. I don't understand all of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I sat there for 2 hours today just trying to understand it, and it still does not make a lot of sense to me.
So where's the body?
There's not, because it was all within that hold, but nobody was down there with it.
If they're moving coal, if there's coal in there, they're going to be moving it to the engine.
You would think. I know. It doesn't make any sense to me either, because
I get what they're saying. Alcohol would create a flash fire.
Exactly.
But you're talking about 1,700 plus barrels of alcohol. You start a flash fire in there, it's gonna burn all that alcohol.
You would think so. See, that's what I thought too. But apparently they believe that it was so fast that it was just the stuff that was basically on the very surface.
They're all the same barrels, so they're all gonna have alcohol in the, you know.
Yes and no. The nine that had leaked were made out of that different wood. That was way more porous. So those had leaked, but the others were made out of a less porous wood. Maybe it was different. I don't know. That one, listen, I tried so hard to understand this one today. I looked at so many different websites. I was sitting there trying to understand science. And we all know that is not a thing I ever should try and do again, ever, for the rest of my life. Am I going to try and do it for all of you? Yes, I am. But should I ever do it again? No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like this theory.
See, and I don't either, which is why I put it at theory number four and not the last one. Because I like the last one. I like it more. It makes more sense to me. This one, don't get me wrong. Yes, science has proven that, yes, something or another could happen. An explosion technically would make sense because, yeah, it would absolutely scare the living crap out of people and make them run and flee for a lifeboat and bolt. And potentially, once you're in the lifeboat, if you don't have any supplies with you because you just bolted for your life, they probably would die out in the open sea and never be found again. That makes enough sense to me.
Yeah, but see, this is what doesn't make sense to me. Because I assume this was a pretty seasoned captain and crew.
For the most part, yes.
So they're not just going to abandon the ship because they think something's wrong. They're going to confirm it. They're going to see if there's something that they can fix. The first instinct is not to abandon the ship. Especially
that on our next theory, but yes.
Especially since technically the captain can't abandon the ship.
Captain goes down with the ship.
And you're talking about in the 1800s. This is something that if they abandon the ship, he would be executed.
Exactly. You do not leave it.
So the fact that they didn't find the captain's body on it, it doesn't make sense to me because I don't think that they would abandon a perfectly good ship, even if they thought. And I think if you included the one theory that I know of on this, which is similar to that, but they thought the ship was sinking. Did you include that one?
Maybe.
I can say you did.
That's my last one.
Yeah. That's actually the one that I believe the most just because, but even that doesn't make sense to me because for the same reason. This is a seasoned captain.
There's more information on the last one that gets to make a little more sense.
I've heard that theory before. And don't get me wrong, it does make sense. But again, it's same problems with this one is that we'll talk about it when you get to it.
We'll talk about it when you get to it.
Because I don't want to repeat myself.
You're going to repeat yourself anyway. But yeah, I get it. This specific theory does not make the most sense to me. Don't get me wrong. Yes, there's many times when I go back into my Roanoke episode or other episodes that I've done where I believe that science has found reasons and proof and things like that. But this specific one, I just don't like it. There are just little tiny things that just don't make perfect sense to me. And this one doesn't. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I included it, but I made it theory number four because is it possible? Yes. But is it plausible? Not necessarily.
The only way that theory would make sense to me is if the captain was killed, which I'm surprised you didn't include that theory, by the way.
There was always the possibility of mutiny on the ship. There's always that possibility.
So yeah, that honestly, that's the one that makes the most sense to me.
The problem with that one is that there was no sign of violence on the ship. There's no sign of people getting killed on the ship, which you would think there would be bloodstains and stuff somewhere if that was the case.
I mean, you kill them on the deck and you have a strong wave day, but it's not going to be
blood stain.
Not on a metal deck.
I don't think it would really be metal back then in the 1800s.
Marisolus was a metal ship.
Was it? I don't know.
It wasn't that far off from like the Titanic, and the Titanic was...
That's fair. Maybe it was.
I could have sworn it was a metal ship. But yeah, it had to be metal if it had boiling.
Yeah, if it had coal. Yeah, that's fair.
Because they're not going to have a coal fire in a wooden ship.
That's fair. That makes sense. Don't ask me reasons. But still, I would think there would be, I don't know, more something.
I don't know, but out of all the theories, to me, that one just makes the most sense.
If I think ship, I just automatically go to pirate ship. Sorry, that's just my brain.
And strangely enough,
my brain just goes to the
wooden
black
ship.
Pearl. Yeah. I'm sorry, I left Johnny Depp.
Okay, well, I think we're getting off track.
To be fair, that's just where my mind goes. All right, the last theory. So we know for a fact they encountered bad weather. And we also know for a fact that one of the pumps was damaged and disassembled. And that they took on water in the hull. 3.5 feet of water.
For reference, that wouldn't make a difference to a ship that size.
It does not. It does not make a lick of difference. It was still perfectly fine to sail. However, with the pump not working correctly, the way that the pump was disassembled, it would appear that the damage was much worse.
Ooh, you're missing the best part.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called.
Yes, there was a piece found. I was getting there. On the main deck that checks to see exactly how much they had taken on.
Basically a dipstick.
Yeah, more or less basically a dipstick. And it basically looked like they thought that they were sinking.
And why was that?
That they thought that they were sinking? Because they were taking on water.
But at least the one that I heard was because they had actually lost the actual stick for that ship.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
And they were using basically just another piece of wood to try to measure.
No, I hadn't heard that. I just heard that the whatever piece that was that I didn't even actually write down, but it was on deck because they were checking it, but it didn't look right. And that the pump, with it not working correctly, the damage looked so much worse than it actually was. So it appeared as though they were taking on much more water than they actually were. if they thought the ship was going to completely sink, they may have abandoned it. Now, I thought, because he had his wife and his toddler on board with him, that might be the one time the captain may have actually abandoned ship.
I could see him getting his wife and kid off, and I still don't see him abandoning the ship.
I get it. But at the same time, wouldn't you sit there and look at it and be like, nothing's actually happening?
Yeah. And that's the other thing is we got to think in their mindset. These guys are captains. They know.
He's experienced enough that you would think, you know.
Not only that, but it would be very unlikely if a captain would abandon a ship like that. Because it would seem as cowardice.
Yeah, and they should have been experienced enough to know. Obviously, the people who found the ship looked at it and they were like, this isn't bad. So that's what gets me, because the crew would have known. They would have looked at that and been like, that's not that bad. Obviously, it was disassembled. So I feel like they were looking at it and trying to fix it, because the pump was disassembled. The crew that found it didn't disassemble it.
Or so they say.
Even then, I feel like the crew disassembled it, trying to fix it.
I don't know. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. But I feel like that one's a slightly more plausible answer. But even then, there is the possibility of mutiny on the ship.
I give mutiny is probably the best explanation in my mind.
There is that possibility. But
it's 'cause the only theory that makes sense is the captain end up getting killed.
And maybe there is a combination of many of those other things. We don't know. We weren't there. Maybe there was mutiny on the ship, and then there was, you know, fumes that were causing people to want to get out of there. Maybe the fumes were getting to people, which caused the mutiny. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure if I sat there and smelled denatured alcohol for a couple months, I'd probably be losing my crap, too, and want to murder people. I don't know. I've not been in that situation, thankfully. I live in 2024.
See, and that's the other thing that doesn't make sense to me. Because the cargo hold, in order to hold the alcohol, would have been vented.
And they did vent it some.
Yeah. And
but yeah.
So that would eliminate the possibility of a flash fire.
I don't know. Listen, this is one of those that no matter how you look at it, no matter what you look at from every angle, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And then they were just never seen again. Now, the never seen again part, I can understand, because if they did take that boat, they were several hundred miles from the closest place. And in a little tiny lifeboat, you probably aren't going to be able to put a lot of supplies and stuff on, even if in the best circumstances, maybe they just went and tried to find a new life or something. Even if they did, it's
just not going to be the greatest circumstances.
It's just not. Even if they lived, they probably started with new names. Maybe they were going to try and do some sort of insurance fraud scam. I don't know.
They didn't do a very good job.
No, they really didn't, because they didn't even come back and try and claim it. Like, how are you going to get your money if you're not there?
Unless they had a life insurance policy and they made up a name of the person that went to and it was actually them.
Maybe. But at this point, all 10 of those people just poofed. Gone. Vanished.
What's a mess?
Maybe they want the ship.
There's only 10?
There were only 10.
Seems like a small crew.
Doesn't it seem like a tiny crew for that ship? I know, they said 1,700 barrels and 10 people, and I was like, that just seems...
True, Mary Celeste was a big ship.
Yeah, it was. They said it was a crew of 10 people, 10 people total on the ship. Not just crew, but 10 people total. And I was just like, that's it? It just seems really small.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically, a cargo ship, you probably wouldn't need a huge crew.
Yeah, but with pirates being a problem back then, I would have thought that you would have wanted more.
You get a fast enough ship, you won't really have to worry about pirates.
Yeah, that's fair, but still. I don't know, man. I don't know. The whole thing just blows my mind, because obviously the ship was fine to sail. They sailed it right back to Gibraltar, and it was fine.
Where did they sail it back to?
They sailed it to Gibraltar. I said it fine.
Sounds weird.
It does. It's fun to say as long as I say it correctly the first time, but if I think it, I don't know.
There's not an R in the end, is there?
Yeah.
Take that R silent.
I don't know, maybe I'm saying it wrong. No, because it's like the port of Gibraltar.
So it's the port of Gibraltar.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. People will correct me. I'm sure they'll correct me if I'm wrong. But Regardless, they were never seen again. If they were trying to do all sorts of these weird scams or insurance or whatever, maybe there was. Maybe there was mutiny on the ship. Maybe the captain died and everybody panicked. Or, I don't know, maybe there was some sort of sickness and they threw overboard. We don't know.
My theory is parallel universe.
You know what? We'll go with that. A plus. This is one of those cases. It's like your Flannan Isles, where almost anything could happen because you could throw just about anything at this one. And it just, sure, that kind of fits. We can make just about anything happen with this one because it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense. There are records up until, I think they said, November 25th. And it's just...
They heard the siren call.
That would be a good one. We need to do an episode on sirens. I want to do that one. Let me do that one.
I've already done it.
Next week on All Things Mysterious.
That would be a really good segue.
But you guys, let us know in the comments what you think really happened here, because it's a weird one.
And tell me how wrong Jordan is and how right I am.
Or how right I am and how wrong Matt is. Or do you think it really was aliens? Because maybe it was. We don't know.
That was definitely Jordan's best theory on this one.
I threw it in there for giggles, but maybe it really was. We don't know, okay? We weren't there. Maybe it was. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.